This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
David Bowie is on Joy 94.9.
Bowie.
Sonia here for Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9, and we're at the David Bowie Symposium, which is very exciting here, 18th of July, Saturday. And with Will Brooker, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much. I met your colleague Lauren the other day.
Yeah, you were on the RN or Radio National, and very, very great. Actually, 15 minutes of awesomeness talking about Bowie and your experience of immersion, I suppose you'd say. Yeah. Can you describe that to our listeners, what you're doing?
In order to gain more insights into Bowie's work, I'm trying to share at least some of his experiences, trying to compress his career of many decades into a single year in order to concentrate on what he was doing, what were his influences, where he was living, what he was reading, what he was watching, what he was listening to at certain points. And so in order to break it down, you know, I'm doing it in periods of about five years would be fitting because of the Bowie song, but like starting with the 60s and then going through 70 to 75, and then the next period I'm going to try and study and immerse myself in is Berlin, and that includes staying in Berlin but also listening to the music that Bowie listened to in Berlin and reading the books he read and so on, and also just, you know, for completion, having the same kind of hair and clothes and makeup, and perhaps in a way you start to adopt some of his mannerisms, style, his behaviour.
Do you think you've been doing that? I mean, some people have said that they've looked at you and gone, it's him.
That's very flattering, actually. Yeah, I hadn't heard that. People come up to me at the Bowie launch. People have been coming up to me asking for photographs all the time, which is wonderful. People don't usually do that. It really does feel like being a celebrity of some kind at the Bowie launch. People assumed that rather than, you know, a professor writing a book, I'm a professional Bowie impersonator who had been hired by Acme. That was very flattering. Yeah, people have been kind of saying, you know, I add something in terms of presence and appearance to the symposium, which is wonderful. I think even now, perhaps I'm sitting differently, gesticulating differently, having these bracelets on my hand, which I don't usually wear. I'm wearing them because they're inspired by the Young Americans album cover.
Got gold bracelets.
Yes, I've got these twin gold bracelets. And if your listeners look at the Young Americans album cover, they'll see that. You know, and on your bony wrist, you know, it just makes you kind of move, gesticulate in a certain way. I found when I was delivering my paper yesterday, I'm from not far from Bowie, actually. I'm from South London, and he was born in Brixton and grew up in South London. So our accents aren't that different. But I found I was kind of starting to do a bit more Bowie intonation, perhaps. You know, if you're reading out his words, you start to do it in a bit of a Bowie voice.
Can you give us the Bowie voice as an example?
That was it really. It goes a bit like that. If you're reading out what Bowie says, you start to laugh a bit like him as well. But he has a different voice. In the 70s his voice is much higher, you know, and I think by the 90s, you know, it's going down quite low, like going quite low, and also he starts to sing lower as well. So in the 70s he's doing much more of a kind of British high voice, you know. I wrote a song about a laughing gnome. I'd rather forget about it now, really. But, you know, later on he goes deep. I think laughing gnome is great. You know, I think what people forget about the laughing gnome, a comedy song. You know, one of Bowie's great albums, Aladdin Sane, is a pun as well. Low profile, as we just heard, is another kind of pun. So, you know, Space Oddity is a pun on Space Odyssey. So Bowie's serious work is also very, very jokey and playful. You can't resist a silly pun. So I think we have to embrace all the Bowie rather than saying, oh, that's not really Bowie's, that's not David's true work, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll just say the whole picture.
Well, there is a whole huge picture. I mean, it's like a diorama of so many different personalities and types, and that wonderful gif that I think it's called, it's Helen Green, I think her name is, who did the different 29 or 25 different faces of Bowie all in one motion.
Yeah, I find that interesting. If you break that down, what I find interesting about that is about half of them are the 1970s. So about 15 of them are the 70s, which shows, you know, I like Bowie's 80s work, I like some of his 90s work and 2000s work, and I like his most recent album, but I think it's very, very hard to deny that, I mean, not only did he produce his best work, he certainly produced most of his work. In the 70s, he was just a powerhouse. I mean, he produced the work of 10 artists, and he had much more, you know, changes in his appearance and his musical style then. So that was really his, you know, he was on a turbo mode then. So that's the thing which has taken me longest to study. It's taken me a few months so far to get from, like, you know, 70 to 75. But by the 80s, you know, you've only got a few albums, and, you know, they're not really so highly rated, so it might not take so long.
Although I like Tonight, I know that's his least favourite popular.
I like Loving the Alien very much, and Blue Jean. Those are great songs. Those are great songs, and I like Let's Dance as well. Never Let Me Down, I'm not so sure about, but I think there's things to like on it, you know. So yeah, I think they're all worth it. The one thing I can't get into really is Tin Machine, I'm afraid. I know that's kind of, it's a cliche. A lot of people say that, but it's not really for me. I don't think it's very bland kind of rock.
Yeah, it seems very manufactured. And
yeah, it's like what he's trying to manufacture is being kind of working class man in the band with a beard. So I think when Bowie tries to act really ordinary, it's quite, you know, it's
maybe it's pre-hipster.
Do you think he's a hipster in that? Yeah, perhaps it is. Yeah, well, that's another thing to blame Bowie for, isn't it? Inventing the hipster with Tin Machine. Yeah.
So look, this is the first time you've done something completely in this way, and it's a very serious approach. Really, put your whole life into it. How's that affecting you?
It's very tiring. It's very, very, very tiring. And I really welcome days when I'm not going to see anyone. Well, you know, like everyone, I would sit around like in a T-shirt and sweatpants and, you know, no makeup. It's, you know, as many women know, it's a lot of bloody trouble. Can I say bloody? It's a lot of trouble and it's a lot of expense doing your makeup, doing your eyebrows, getting your hair dyed, getting your hair cut. These are the things that society demands of women, and, you know, I'm just getting a little taste of that, and it's really time-consuming and expensive. You know, doing your makeup and touching up your makeup all day, God, you know.
You've got to watch out for the sheeny bits.
Your eyes, you have to, you know. I mean, I used to, you know, I've always worn makeup and kind of, you know, tried to take care of my appearance, but this is just another step in terms of, this is further, this is more, and I find it very time-consuming, very expensive. So, you know, I enjoy the days when I just crash out and don't go out of the house.
Now, you're a pop culture icon as well. I mean, you've come from San Diego Comic-Con. You've done all sorts of things about Batman and, you know, comics. This is different.
I don't know if I'm a pop culture icon at all. It's a nice idea, isn't it? An academic could be an icon. Yeah, I basically, a bit like Bowie, if it's not, you know, narcissistic to compare myself in any way to Bowie, a bit like Bowie, I think the trick about Bowie, he gets bored very quickly, or he certainly did. He's very impatient. So, you know, I do one thing and I do it, I kind of saturate myself and immerse myself in it, and I do it and I write a book, and then after a while I move on because, you know, just don't want to do it anymore. So, yeah, I did my last Batman talk last week. I did my last talk in Alice in Wonderland, I think, the week before that, and now I've just got to concentrate on Bowie. But yeah, I think once that's over, I'm going to need a break.
Well, another year, what, put the book together or...?
Yeah, I'm going to start writing the book in February, deliver the book to the publisher in around June or perhaps later, I don't know. The book will come out a year after that. I imagine then I'll have some interviews to do. So whenever you start a project, it haunts you, yeah. It haunts you for a while.
Yeah. Filmmaking and crowdfunding, anyway.
Very true, I've done both, yeah, absolutely true.
You might have to crowdfund for the makeup and...
writing as well. You think anyone would pay for that, really? I think I get paid enough as a professor, really. I should probably buy my own makeup and my bracelets, yeah.
Excellent. It's your first time in Melbourne?
It's my second time in Melbourne, but the previous time I was on a cruise and only came for one day. It was December. So I've seen more of Melbourne, although I have been kind of jet-lagged and tired the whole time. But it's been interesting. It's not really like any other city I've ever seen, really. Although it's been dug up a lot right now. It seems to be a city with a lot of development going on, a lot of building work, yeah. A lot of old and new.
Now, I don't know if anyone's told you, but the original name of Melbourne, what it was supposed to be called.
Yes,
you have.
Batmania.
Yes.
Amazing.
It's crazy.
After John Batman, I think. No, it's the only place I've ever known called Batman. Yeah. Batmania would have been good, wouldn't it?
Oh, can you imagine? Yeah. You know, the cosplay. I mean, would have been a uniform,
yeah. I've had enough of Batman, so I probably wouldn't have come, actually. Yeah. So that's fine by me.
Look, thank you so much for speaking to us. I think there's more lecturing going on very soon, so probably sit there again, take it all in again like a sponge. That's what I've been doing. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Will Brooker, here on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the special podcast about David Bowie.
It included many of the folks who were at ACMI and the David Bowie Is forums and exhibitions held only in Melbourne until November 1st, 2015. We hope you enjoyed this. We'll have more podcasts to come.
Thank you for listening to the special David Bowie presentation by Joy 94.9.
Interviews helmed by Sonia Hammer from Sci-Fi and Squeam and Queer Geeks of Oz and Geek Girls Speak for Joy 94.9. Enjoy this podcast.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.